I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces bombarded several areas of the southern Gaza Strip on Tuesday in what could be part of its final push in 9 months of war, Reuters correspondent Emma Jaleh reports.
It comes after Israel ordered residents of several towns and villages surrounding Khan Yunis and Rafah to evacuate the day before. Thousands who had not heeded evacuation orders were forced to flee their homes overnight during the Israeli bombardment. Gaza's European hospital in Khan Yunis, which the emergency department director says has provided continuous daily services since the beginning of the war, was forced to evacuate. This man, whose sick daughter was being treated there, says it was their last resort, as many hospitals have been destroyed. Whoever gets wounded will die, he says.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaleh. The top UN humanitarian official for Gaza says efforts to accelerate and streamline the delivery of humanitarian aid throughout the territory have been fraught with challenges, and deliveries have dropped significantly since Israel launched its military offensive in the southern city of Rafah on May 6th. More than 1.9 million of Gaza's 2.3 million people are displaced, Sigrid Kaag told the UN Security Council on Tuesday. Kenyan police fired tear gas and charged at stone-throwing protesters in the coastal city of Mombasa on Tuesday, extending a week of unrest over the high cost of living that has sparked the worst crisis of President William Ruto's tenure. What began as a peaceful march by hundreds turned violent, with footage showing one resident firing a handgun at demonstrators and businesses being looted. Local media said some protesters were injured and taken to a hospital. The nationwide demonstration signaled that Ruto had failed to quell anger over economic hardship despite dropping plans for tax hikes. This is VOA News. At least 116 people were crushed to death at an overcrowded Hindu religious gathering in the northern India city of Hatras on Tuesday, government officials said, the worst such tragedy in more than a decade. A large crowd had gathered for a sermon by a popular preacher, but as they were leaving, a fierce dust storm sparked panic. Many were crushed or trampled, falling on top of each other, with some collapsing into a roadside drain in the chaos. A senior police officer said it appeared, quote, more people had come than permission was asked for. Hurricane Beryl is breaking records as it tears through the Caribbean. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Over the weekend, it became the first Category 4 storm to ever form in the Atlantic in the month of June. On Tuesday, it became the earliest storm on record to reach Category 5, the strongest possible ranking. Scientists say that all points to a very dangerous hurricane season ahead. Scientists blame record-breaking sea temperatures, driven by human-caused climate change and cyclical weather patterns. A Category 5 is the strongest hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson scale, capable of causing catastrophic damage, including the destruction of homes and infrastructure.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The U.S. government is paying Moderna to develop a pandemic flu vaccine, AP correspondent Mike Hampen reports.
Moderna is getting $176 million from the Department of Health and Human Services to accelerate development of a pandemic influenza vaccine that would be used to treat bird flu in people. Officials say the project can be quickly redirected to target another form of influenza if a different threat than the H5N1 form of bird flu emerges. That virus was detected earlier this year in dairy cows, and three people have been infected. But officials say the threat to the general population remains low. Mike Hempen, Washington.
A judge postponed on Tuesday Donald Trump's sentencing for covering up hush money payments until September 18th. The first fallout of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity, pushing it to after the Republican convention. The United States top court ruled on Monday Trump enjoys some immunity from prosecution as a former president, a decision also set to delay his trial for conspiring to overturn the 2020 election. Hours after the ruling was announced, Trump's legal team said in a letter to the New York court that the immunity ruling vindicated Trump's position that he should not be judged for his official acts and reiterated his call for the conviction to be set aside. The sentencing had been scheduled for July 11th. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.